This is Ted Kennedy. In a moment on Face Off, I'll ask Senator Al Simpson to enlist in a new war against hunger in America. Al, you right-wingers like to brag that America is back. But one of the worst little secrets of the Reagan years is that hunger is back in America, too. And your policies and budget cuts deserve the blame. We waged war on hunger in the 1960s and 1970s, Al, and we won it. Now the Reagan administration has let the victory slip away. 20 million Americans suffer serious hunger every month. Numbers like that in this land of plenty are a national disgrace, Al. Survival of the fittest may be the law of the jungle, but it's not the law of the United States. Hunger is a war we know how to win, Al. Can I sign you up for the duration? Bring your wallet too, Al, because we can't fight hunger on the cheap. This time, let's make sure the war stays won.
Ted, since 1980, spending on food assistance programs has increased 44%. For the past 8 years, we have spent $150 billion on food assistance programs. That's over $52 million every single day of the year in direct benefits to program participants. Years ago, we had massive supplies of surplus commodities. We had 933 million pounds of cheese in storage, and we will have given it all away by the end of this fiscal year. We've distributed 687 million pounds of non-fat dry milk in each of the past 5 years. Heavens. I just won't support your efforts to create yet another government program, Ted. And Ted, let's not try to peddle the guff that somehow food assistance programs will solve all of the nation's tough problems, like housing and health needs. We have 150 billion reasons to show why that hasn't worked. This is Senator Al Simpson. Some liberals in Congress want to grant illegal Salvadoran immigrants a special legal status. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.